Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question. My friend feels like Heavenly Father has abandoned her. She doesn't feel the Spirit. How can I help her? Response from New Era. Feeling alone sometimes is a part of mortality. Even prophets and apostles have experienced this pain. For example, Nephi wrote, "Why should my heart weep, and my soul linger in the valley of sorrow, and my strength slacken because of mine afflictions?" 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 26. See also verses 27 through 35. The Savior had similar feelings in the Garden of Gethsemane. "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me." Matthew chapter 26, verse 38. Then when he found them sleeping, he said, "What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Because we are all beloved sons and daughters of God, he wants everyone to know of his love. The Savior set the example and taught us that we must reach out and help others. Remember, for example, his counsel to Peter, "But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Luke chapter 22, verse 32. Following this counsel, how can we help? Consider sharing your testimony, along with uplifting thoughts and music. Listen to your friend and be there for her. Encourage your friend to strengthen her testimony and to live worthy of the Spirit. Most important, love her and pray for her.
Help her invite the Spirit. I would challenge her to read her scriptures every day for at least 15 minutes, and I would ask her to write down important things in a notebook. By actively trying to get closer to Heavenly Father, she will be more receptive to the Spirit and more inclined to receive revelation. Jackson C., age 17, Utah, USA.
Keep doing good things. We all go through rough times sooner or later in our lives. It's all about staying strong and knowing our Heavenly Father loves us. I recommend that your friend go on with her life, doing things in a good way. Little by little, she will notice that the Spirit is with her. You have to be quiet and humble to recognize His voice. Encourage her to go to church and stay active in the gospel. Jacqueline G., 19, Mexico.
Pray for her. You can help her by making her smile. You can pray for her. You can do some activities with her that invite the Holy Ghost, so she can feel His comfort and can know that our Heavenly Father has never abandoned her. Remind her that our Heavenly Father is always there for us. Rudy M., 17, Mexico.
Read the scriptures. Read a scripture with her. I've had that feeling before. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, always helps me when I'm in a negative mood. I can always feel the Spirit after I read and ponder this scripture. Heavenly Father is always there, but sometimes the problems and the noise of the world keeps us from hearing His voice or feeling His Spirit. These kinds of feelings are not easy to handle, and it's good to have a friend you can count on. Flor Avalos, C., age 19, Mexico.
Be there for her. Be there for your friend and show Christ-like characteristics. Let her know that she is loved and welcomed at church. Find time to pray with your friend. As prompted by the Holy Ghost, share your personal experiences where you feel the Spirit strongly. Madison B., 15, Pennsylvania, USA.
Share your testimony. Let her know that you love her and share your testimony with her. Make sure she understands that if we want to have the comfort, peace, and inspiration the Holy Ghost brings, then we must invite His presence through our thoughts, words, and actions. Heavenly Father is always there for us and will answer our prayers in His own time and way. Riley T., age 18, Idaho, USA.
Offer a hand. Encourage her to keep going to church. Offer to pray with her about it. Read the scriptures together in a peaceful place. The scriptures will help. Be a listener, spend time together, and don't abandon her. Alana W., age 14, Texas, USA.
Let the Spirit lead. I had a similar experience with one of my friends. We were talking on the phone, and I felt prompted to bear my testimony to her about what I saw in her, and that I knew she was a daughter of God. Let the Spirit lead you in bearing your testimony to her, and tell her that you and Heavenly Father love her, and will always be there for her. Serena F., 15, Utah, USA.
Sidebar. You are never alone. Your responsibility to endure is uniquely yours. But you are never alone. I testify that the lifting power of the Lord can be yours if you will come unto Christ and be perfected in Him. Moroni, chapter 10, verse 32. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Endure and be lifted up. Ensign, May 1997, page 72. Upcoming question. How do I get more motivated to do personal progress? Send your answer and photo by August 15, 2014. Go to newera.lds.org, click Submit Your Work, enter your LDS account, and then select New Era. You can also write to us at newera@ldschurch.org or New Era Q&A Personal Progress, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, Questions and Answers.